from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Here's the way I'm putting it to Warrior fans. Like, do you, the Warriors really got to acquire Paul George and give him a 4-year deal? That to me would
I got
be
a question for
that
you.
Wow.
Would you go out and buy a ticket or season tickets, or just be more excited as a Warrior fan if that news broke, as opposed to a team that did make the playoffs running it back saying, hey, we don't know how good our young players are. We like them, but come out and see us.
Well, first of all,
those are, to me, just the exact opposite ends of...
Well, and they are to me, too, because you're essentially, what you're talking about is winning the press conference. You're talking about all the excitement.
Yeah.
Would Paul George create more excitement? Okay, maybe. What does that mean? You're selling out every game anyway.
But
you got to win.
Yeah, that's what I'm just making the playoffs, right. Donnie.
Well, I'm not assuming.
Wow.
Paul George,
Trey George
equals winning.
And Steph, I like it. A guy that can defend, pass, create his own shot, shoot the three. Like, what box doesn't he check outside he's not a champ? Durant wasn't a champ when he came here. Guess how that worked out.
The box he doesn't check for me is...
age.
Well, that, but just... direction-wise, he doesn't fit the direction.
Steph, they got a Steph, I love that. They got a. I'm interrupting. They got a Steph Curry direction.
You
can't have it both ways.
I don't want it both ways.
They got Curry. They've won. They got to the greatest heights. They've been a dynasty.
That's right.
Now
move on. Move on, Joe.
Yeah, it's not that easy, man.
Well, it is that easy. And I'm not saying trade Curry, but I'm also not saying don't wreck the next 5 years. With a wish, with a hope. That's all. Let's go to Riff Raff in Daly City. Hey, Riff Raff, how you doing, man?
Hey, man, how you guys doing?
Hey. Doing well.
Yeah, my wife's Asian. She calls you guys yin and yang, man. You guys are great.
I think that's
tell her hello.
That's okay to say.
Ebony and ivory. Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely. Hey, I'll make it real quick. I'm 65 years old. Sports dynasties die, and they die ugly. And typically what happens is the team is not very good for a long time. I've seen it with the Oakland A's a few times, the Niners, the Giants. And it's happening with the Warriors. And what doesn't get brought up a lot is not just their athletic age, but the fact that these guys played in the June 5 years in a row. It takes its wear and tear. Oh. And there's no load management in the playoffs. These guys are worn out. God love them. The fourth championship was their swan song, I believe, and their last hurrah was when they got beat up by the Lakers a couple of years ago. At this point, they don't have any young superstars coming up, I don't see. And outside of getting the Joker and Ant-Man, which isn't going to happen, I really think it's over, and let's just enjoy it, man. So you guys tell me what you think. Love y'all.
Appreciate it.
Go ahead, Stoddy. How do you enjoy when watching Steph Curry and Draymond Green and Steve Kerr walk up?
Draymond Green. I don't care about Draymond Green.
How do you enjoy them not winning? That's what I'm asking.
Well, my thing is this. They won 46 games. Okay, they were their 10th or whatever. 46 games, all right? I think if you continue to kick the can down the road, Paul George, you risk being lousy for years. They won 46 games. Like, people say, oh, well, what do you want, Steiny? What do you want? They have a declining and an aging core. They won 46 games last year with that core and with a group of youngsters who are young, and we don't know what they're going to be. I actually see a light at the end of the tunnel where if they would just keep creeping up a little, maybe when Steph Curry retires, they won't have 3 years decimated. That's what I'm advocating. Because I think if you go all in on Paul George or somebody like that, and you give up picks down the road, I think I don't know if you're inviting 2 or 3 years of really tough sledding, but I actually do look at this. Okay, they won 46 games. They got four young guys who were in the rotation. How about if they play a little more next year? And maybe they'll get better more than the old guys get worse. And that's how you're better. And of course you try to do something and around the edges. Mm-hmm. They get a big guy, something like that.
Let me read.
I know
this
that's
to
not
you.
Exciting,
no,
do you?
No, it's not.
I know it isn't. I get it.
How can I be mad at it? It's how you feel, but Stoney, it feels like it's coming from a guy that's reserved that, you know what? We ain't got a chance.
So because they have a 1% chance, you are good. Like, it's like you're making a bet that you're pretty sure you're gonna lose. It's going to have ramifications down the line. It just feels desperate. Mm.
Well, let me read this to you.
And I don't, like, here's the thing.
It's signed to you, but go ahead.
Here's what I think. If you're really going to go out and get Paul George and sign him to 4 years, that to me sounds desperate. I don't think they're desperate right now. Like, I don't think they should feel like they're in a desperate position.
But they shouldn't feel good about not making the playoffs. So, because that's
the
reality of it.
Go into the offseason, try to get better.
But the offseason just started, and yet every outlet has the Warriors going big game hunting.
Right, and it looks like, to me, that feels like they're trying to make a desperate move in the hope that they'll catch lightning in a bottle with a hell of a veteran team.
It's interesting you say that, because regardless of what happens, Donnie, the rat on the table brought to you by ATCO is Steph and Dre's time is ticking, regardless of if you stand pat. That's the rat on the table. So I guess it's about how do you want that to look? How do you want to feel about that? And do you owe Steph and Dre every opportunity to get a veteran in here that on paper you feel better about their chances of trying to make some noise as opposed to doing what you're talking about, letting the youngsters, grow. And if I'm Steph or Dre, I'm looking around like, man, this ain't how we envisioned it.
Well, you know what? Like, who are Steph and Dre who are declining to scoff at the four guys who are getting better? Especially Draymond.
Hey, I love that word scoff, but what if they're not scoffing? What if they're looking around like, can you get us some more seasoned guys like
go
a Paul George?
Okay, yeah,
well,
go
it's
get
gonna
him.
Cost, it's going to cost us something, but you won't be around when we have
exactly.
to pay it.
Exactly.
John, Stoney, real quick. Oh. Stoney, the next 5 years from the YouTube chat is a wish and a hope regardless of the way the team goes. If you're being honest, why not go all in with the best players? Because in history, who's still good? Who's still going to be around? And I kind of...
Again, the cost is too great to acquire... You're going to acquire Paul George at 34. You know what? You're going to do here's what it's kind of like. You're going to do what every team didn't do when the 49ers dangled Brandon Ayuk. You wanted that team to give up something, and then they must pay him. That's the way I look at Paul George. It's like, okay, you get him. Now you lose picks and a couple players, and you have to pay him. Wow. Woo! That's risky to me. That's all. That to me sounds risky. So what's my solution, Steiny? What's your solution for it? I told you what I would do. I try to be better than a 46-win team next year, and I try to make some moves around the edges, but by and large, I don't think there's going to be a great move out there. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Parker is in San Francisco. Hey, Parker, how you doing?
Good, man. I just wanted to say a couple quick things. First of all, I think Guru is completely right. I kind of think you're wrong, Simon. There's nothing really, it's not draft picks or prospects. It's just one. There's no prospects on our team that are actually good. Like, Jonathan Kuminga's not getting game plan for. Moses Moody isn't getting game plan for. You can give these guys up. I think the front office is just afraid because they completely missed on Wiseman. And if Joe Lacob has to admit that he missed on Kuminga and Wiseman, he's going to have to admit that he doesn't know what he's doing as far as the draft goes. So I don't think you're not giving up picks and the prospects. Just give up one or the other. And Paul George is worth it. They didn't have a scoring wing. They didn't have a defender last year. Steph Curry's still one of the top five players in the NBA. Like, I don't think this is a all-in type of move. It's just one or the other, and I just don't know why the fan base is so attached to these players that really haven't really shown anything.
Good call, Parker. I agree.
Steph Curry's not a top five player.
All right, top 10.
Okay, fine, but that's important.
Yeah.
Because the top five players go to the postseason. Embiid goes to the postseason. Doncic goes to the postseason. Jokic goes to the postseason.
Well, they have more help. Heard so much
they
about
have more yeah. help.
And well, he was missing a guy for umpteen games too. You're right. You know what I mean? So like that. I know it's ridiculous, but it matters. We're putting that. And guess what? Let's just say your name was Tony. You would be somewhere saying, you know what? That damn Steph Curry didn't get his team in the playoffs. You would be right. But if you don't bring up, his right hand man wasn't around for 25. Like that matters though, man. But right. Steph has to pay the price of that.
Yeah, that's right. That's called being a superstar. 925. Steiny, I'm just going to be honest with you. This is where I'm just like,
I can't wait.
We can do it with a smile, but we disagree. Steiny, a 1% chance? You're joking, right? Curry and the Warriors in the playoffs have a puncher's chance against anyone. Steiny, you also said the Warriors were done a few years ago when they went on to, okay. Again, and so did Joe Lacob and Bob Myers. They didn't think they were going to win in 2022. Okay. All right. You haven't made the playoffs in 3 or 5 years, but like that, but you'll definitely make it next year. You're definitely going to make the playoffs next year. Why? I don't know why. Why would you assume you're going to make the playoffs next year?
Because you got arguably a top 10 player, for some top five. You got Draymond Green. And if you're healthy, Steiny, this team should make the playoffs. We all were. I couldn't believe they didn't make it. I couldn't believe they were teetering at the 10th and Houston almost caught them. Like, what the F is going on around here? And the maddening part is I don't even know who to blame. But I do blame Draymond for his absence. That's number one. Okay, well, and then Clay's taking strays.
2 years in a row, they're essentially a 45-win team. 2 years in a row. 44 and 46.
Those are facts.
Well, so, like,
but you can't celebrate the 46 when everybody around you got better, too.
44 wins 2 years ago, 46 last year. Again, why? Forget Paul George. Why would you think this team's going to win 53 next year? And you know what? If you say, yeah, I don't know if they can.
I'm just saying availability
Go get Paul George.
And I think that's, or somebody like him, I think that's what they're doing.
We'll see. It's going to come at a hefty cost. 888-957-9570 is the number. Here is what we're talking about.
Paul George, frankly, wants 4 years. He wants a full-out max. And there are a number of teams out there, I am told, that are prepared to give it to him, who are prepared to trade for him. One of those teams, potentially, is up the coast in Golden State. Golden State is big fish hunting. Remember, last trade deadline, they put a call in about LeBron James. They are sniffing around big deals. If Paul George is willing to leave, they would like to be an option for him. But any of these places that Paul would need to go via trade would have to get worked out with the Clippers and would have to get worked out by Saturday. The Clippers, I think, are in a position where they kind of want to call Paul's bluff, yeah, that he would actually want to leave his hometown of L.A. So that's one of the most interesting things to watch in terms of stare downs between now and this weekend.
Wow, Wendy. And Steiny, I don't know Steve Ballmer, but I love him. I love his enthusiasm. I consider him a Joe Lacob, a guy that cares and is at every game. You're moving into a new building and you're going to say bye-bye to Paul George and break that up.
It's a good point.
I don't think it's going to happen, but if they're playing chicken or possum or what have you, I just don't see Ballmer saying bye-bye to Paul George, who may be the best out of the three you have in regard to Kawhi when you look at availability and Harden and just shape. So, but hey, maybe, and Paul George, good Lord, what if he came here with his podcast and Draymond? I didn't think about that.
Oh, yeah, they'd be first team all podcast. No doubt.
Yeah, but I didn't think about that.
No doubt.
The microphone gang.
888-957-9570 is the number. Technically, the offseason free agency hasn't started, but it really, really feels like it has. Couple texts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.